Blog Talk Radio.
The Pound for Pound Champion back on air. What's up, everybody? Well, y'all ready to see 178? Oh, 178, it's going to be a savage beatdown. Savage. I mean, I haven't fought in like almost 3 weeks. For me, that's a long time. I'm used to fighting every week. You know what I mean? Sometimes, multiple times in a day. I've won 2, 3, 4, even 5 fights in one day before, so. You know what I mean? My last 177 victories were phenomenal, so I'm sure 178 is going to be another phenomenal win. But yeah, I haven't been on air for the past 3 days. Well, the good news, I got a new girlfriend. Been talking to her. And that's another L for the haters, another loss for the haters, delusional haters. Yeah, you bitches ready? First week of January, man. And the place where I'm going to, there's one Navy SEAL that trains there. Now, I challenged him before. He did not want to fight. That was a long time ago. Maybe he manned up now. If Marines are fighting me and getting their ass kicked, but they're still, you know, they have the balls to put on the gloves, and then they get their ass kicked by the greatest of all time, me, Charlie Zonoff. You all see it on video. I always beat the fuck out of Marines. Navy SEALs are stronger than Marines. I beat one Navy SEAL. I beat many special forces. Navy SEALs are like special forces, the toughest special forces, but there's other special forces, like Army Special Forces, like fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah, I beat Army Special Forces. Navy SEAL, yeah, the tatted up dude, he's a Navy SEAL. Hey, listen, that motherfucker knew how to fight. I hit him twice, though. That was a phenomenal win, man. So underrated, my victory over that Navy SEAL. But anyways, there's another Navy SEAL that trains there. He's 185, he's not a heavyweight, but he's a cruiserweight. Who cares what his weight is? He's a Navy SEAL. Me knocking him out or stopping him would be huge to start the year. In general, that kind of win. But the thing is, I don't know if he's going to fight. So, regardless, I'm going to get a Marine, a SEAL, or a heavyweight boxer, or a heavyweight MMA fighter, or a heavyweight Muay Thai fighter, or a heavyweight black belt martial artist to put on the gloves, and I'm going to destroy him. My power is at its best. My speed is at its best. I've been training. I usually don't train for my fights. I just put on gloves, I go to the gym, and I beat the fuck out of people. That's what I do. But now that I trained, and in my time off, I trained, yeah, I mean, it's a wrap. As soon as we glove up, touch gloves, this is it. My glove is touching his jaw. It's over. He's going to quit, man. He's either going to get knocked out or he's going to quit before he gets knocked out. There's just no way anybody can handle this power, man. I'm too powerful. I'm the greatest, man. I'm going to win again, and I always win. And 200-0 is inevitable. When I got the shirts, the GOAT shirts, the new GOAT shirts, I was so pumped. Like, I'm like, fuck. I called my homie, and I was like, yo, let's go to the fucking battlefield, bro. Like, I want to get a win, you know what I mean? He was like, whatever, you're called champ. He's like, but I'd rather wait for the New Year's, you know, like 2017, because I've done, you know what I mean? It's like, it was just better to win, to get the win on the New Year's. But yeah, my new lady, though, shit. The way I got her was, you know, very unique. When I hit her up, she was like, well, she knew I was a champion boxer. She was like, what, you don't have enough groupies? And I was like, I'm not looking for one. I'm looking for a serious girlfriend. Like, I just got out of a bad marriage, you know. I didn't talk to her about Daria, like, in detail, none of that shit. No. Who gives a fuck, man? If she asks me, then, yeah, I'll tell her. I had a wife, you know, it didn't work out, you know what I mean? That's it. Long story short, I'm not going to tell her, like, that Daria is a fucking cokehead, and what's the point, man? It's a new life, new girl, you know? You know, new victories coming up, man. That's it, man. New year, man. This is it, man. It's time to forget about the bad past and start with the present and future. But this girl, I mean, all the women I have, and you all know this, man, all the women, like my ex-fiance, Claudia, you know, the huge boob goddess, you know, Claudia, and Daria, I don't want to praise that bitch, but yeah, whatever. All the girls I had, even girlfriends, like serious girlfriends, casual girlfriends that I just dated, all the women that Charlie Zelenoff has fucked, dated, married, put a ring on them, engaged, they're all fine. They're all sexy and gorgeous. So take my word for it. My new girlfriend is gorgeous. I just hope it lasts. It will. Yeah, but when she told me, you looking for another groupie? I'm like, no, baby. I'm like, but that, see, she was like flirting. But now, yeah, now she's like, this is a certified exclusive. I've been talking to her for that. Like, that's why I haven't been on the radio. I just, you know, been talking to her. She's out of state, but yeah, I'll go see her 2017, or I'll buy her a ticket to come to my place. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just really happy that I took this route, that I dumped my wife. And to you deluded maniacs that keep telling me, like, I don't read any, like, hardly the comments. I just pop up sometimes, like some retard hater wrote, yo, Daria got your name taken. Dude, I don't give a fuck, man. I don't care. I dumped her. Fucking retards are acting like I dumped her. I'm glad she got my name off. I would be disappointed and pissed off if she didn't get my name off. The tattoo, yeah. Or the whatever. Like, I would be pissed off if she still had that shit. You know what I mean? Because, like, what the fuck? I'm very happy. Trust me, I know I talked to her. I was like, good. You know what I mean? Good, yeah. I dumped that bitch. I don't have any feelings for her. Nada. Zero. Not even a little bit. I'm serious. Nothing. Empty. I feel empty for her. Before I did, yeah, but now it's just, no more. I got a new girl. And she does not do any drugs. She hardly drinks. That's it. That's the kind of girl I need. A nice, calm, beautiful, sexy girl that I can, you know, start a family with, that I can get pregnant. A normal fucking woman. Not a fucking psychopath, fucking crazy bitch like fucking Daria, man. That's why I got rid of her. And quit fucking telling me what she did and what she didn't. I don't give a fuck. She's my past. I fucked her. Look, I got it in and I got the fuck out. All right? That's it. Back to boxing. Now, 2017, I'm going to win a lot of fights again. Would it be 72? I don't know. Probably not, because I could. I could win more than that. Dude, these past 3 weeks, I could have got up to 185, you know, or 190, you know. But I'm just waiting for the 2017, man. Yeah, I'd rather, like, I've been training. I'd rather save this next great victory for 2017. That's what it is. I'm telling you, man, the power and speed. You all saw the training, man. The Israeli soldier. You see, you saw that power that was hitting him with? That's a lot of fucking power, man. Hold on. The calls keep disappearing from the... Hold on. The switchboard, I can't really see. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. 177-0. Yeah, UBFProfessionalBoxing.web.com. That's my official pro record. Everybody check it out. BoxRec is a joke. BoxRec classifies and sanctions, quote-unquote sanctions, dives. You cannot take a website serious if they classify dives as wins and losses. You can't. That's not a database. It's a false database. It's bullshit. Charlie Zonoff's the best, man. Ain't that right, man? What's up? Darius from Romania, fan of mine.
Hello.
How you doing, bro?
Hello.
Welcome to the
Hello,
Radio.
Champion.
What's up?
Glad to talk to you. So I will be short, and I want to say that 2016 was your year. 2017 will be your fucking year as well, okay? You're the greatest, man.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, man, it's been one hell of a year. Every year is pretty much my year in boxing. When it comes to boxing, it's just, you know, unanimous. Charlie Zonoff, everything, you know what I mean? So
undefeated.
Undefeated.
You will retire undefeated.
Oh, yeah, that's my goal. That's the plan. That's the plan, to retire undefeated. Everybody listening, this is a fan of mine, Darius from Romania. Watching all my fights.
Just
what are your thoughts on me and Deontay Wilder in the ring? Who do you think won that fight, bro? Why don't you tell everybody listening?
What I seen in that match was a punch landed. He literally almost flew out the ring, and that
almost
was
out of the ring.
Wilder.
Yeah.
Because
like you said, you told me yesterday, I nearly threw him out of the ring.
Let's mention it because he's a heavyweight champion, man, and you beat his ass. It's on video.
Well, technically, it's like I'm not even a heavyweight, and I beat the quote-unquote heavyweight champion. So, I mean, that means, does that make me a heavyweight? No, but it makes me the champion, right? You know what I mean?
The pound for pound best in the
I beat
world.
Better fighters than Wilder, man. Deontay Wilder's so overrated by these delusional haters. They're sick in the head, man. Like we were talking about mainstream boxing yesterday, what kind of joke and fraud it is. Like, what are your thoughts on mainstream boxing and how behind they are compared to underground boxing?
You know that mainstream boxing, even if in the Don King era, is well known that, you know, some fights are fixed. They are jokers, they are clowns.
Yeah, and the fighters, they're limited. They're not talented. They're not really good. They're vastly overrated by those retards that watch that shit. And
yeah,
I beat
right,
a lot of mainstream fighters, not just boxers. And I beat Gilles Zavala from the. Well, see, he was not a bad fighter. He was an exception, but.
They are making a shitload
of
money, you know. And what I want to see is a true champion, a true boxer with skills like you, get
Thank
a contract
you.
Or something, you know. You deserve it, man. You deserve it to make the money.
Yeah, but I'm making shirt sales, man. I have money, bro. I don't deal with mainstream boxing, man. Trust me, I done told you this, that endorsements, merchandise, that's how I make the money, man. I don't deal with mainstream boxing. Mainstream boxing it's the wrong path, man. I dealt with them. I've been there, done that, and I beat all their asses. Well, not all. You know, a lot of them ducked, but I beat a lot of their asses, and I punked Chuck Liddell. I would kill Chuck Liddell. That guy's a fucking joke. He ran away from me, literally. I came up to him on the street, and I said, yo, I'm like, you know, all your TV stuff is bullshit. And I'm like, I'm the best. And I had my greatest of all time T-shirt on. And the reason why I didn't punch him is because he was with his wife and kid. You know, I just had some mercy.
No,
but
no.
The next time I see him, he can be with his fucking wife, kid, grandma, uncle. I don't give a fuck who he's with. Chuck Liddell is hitting the pavement next time I see him. That is...
If he was the
you
man,
you can quote
you know,
me on this radio
was.
On that. That's that. What?
Yeah. If he was the man, you know, and no fear, the Iceman, same stuff, I think he would accept the challenge right there. But he didn't.
I spent my ass. He'd get iced by the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that proves it. Proves
iced,
it. Man, okay,
what the
man.
Fuck is
so,
that? Motherfucker got like 8 losses, fake UFC bullshit, man. And I beat those Bellator jokers, Bellator and the UFC, it's all the same shit as UFC, same garbage, you know what I mean? I don't follow any of that bullshit. I destroyed a Bellator fighter on 174, win 174, in the cage. And the guy, that when I beat him, he saw the tape. And he tells his posse, he's like, yo, delete this shit. If you win a fight, you don't want to delete it, right? You want to keep it. Or you want to put
it
out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had them delete it. And then after that, I punched him bare knuckle. And, I was just pissed off. He wasn't really, I beat him fair and square in the cage. But then outside of the cage, he was just like sitting down watching the tape, and he deleted it. And then I just come up and I just punched him right in the face. He wasn't, you know. So that's why I had to change I had to subtract the TKO from my record, and it was a points win. Because in the cage I outboxed him, and then like I was thinking, since I hit him bare knuckle, and he didn't do shit back, that's like a TKO. But I hit him, I'm fair. You know what I mean? Like when I got jumped, that doesn't count, And I didn't jump him. I just hit him when he didn't expect it. But believe me, in the cage he was ready, gloved up, and I kicked the shit out of that Bellator.
Yeah.
He was 6'5", tall as fuck.
So
he was like Wilder,
you know,
almost
something.
Huh?
You know something, Charlie. Keep it going. Challenge the motherfuckers. Get them knocked the fuck out, In 2017
yeah.
Will be
first
also
week of January. It's on, bro. I got my gloves ready. That's it. I trained, pretty good. And I trained really hard.
So you have fans around the world watching you. Believe in yourself. Do it, man. God bless.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, 178 is going to be a savage win, man. I posted you the link when I was fighting bare knuckle in Ukraine, how I beat the fuck out of that 6'5 heavyweight boxer in the restaurant. When I punched him with the right hand, his fucking head turned all the way. Remember?
Yeah, I seen all the fights.
No, the 171. I send you the fight. It was like a clip, because the fucking YouTube deleted the fight because it was like too violent or whatever, you know.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. You're good, and you will continue to dominate. So I wish you a happy new year. And
yeah, you too. Happy New
Year. Wish to talk to you soon, man. Take care.
All right, bro. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Yeah, see that? You do lose no fucking haters, man. I got real fans. Yeah, I only put on people that I know, man. You do lose no fucking douchebags can go fucking go watch your mainstream boxing. And keep living in your illusion. In your illusion and delusion. That's what you haters are. You're sick in the head. Mainstream boxing is not real. Mainstream MMA fighting is not real. Yes, there are real MMA fighters out there. As long as they're not involved in the UFC, then they are real. But if they're involved in the UFC, then they're not real. It's simple. Commercial fighting, quote-unquote fighting, is not real fighting. It's all predetermined. They fight once, twice a year. These are not real fighters. I win multiple fights a day. I do it a lot. I do it every year. Come on. Name me one year where I went. Every year I win at least. Dude, the 2016, the whole year, I was like 2 wins in a day. I even did it in Ukraine. I did it in Vegas. I did it in L.A. I beat multiple people in a day in Vegas, Ukraine, and L.A. What fighter fights multiple times in one day and wins both fights decisively? I won 3 fights on May 3rd. You know what I'm saying? May 3rd. Yeah, I mean, I beat the shit out of Rick Rodriguez, the cruiserweight boxer. Then I went to another gym, and no, at the other gym I beat that was one of my best wins. That black guy, I punched him and he fell on that chair. Oh man, that win was just, that was savage. No, then I beat a U.S. Marine after Rick Rodriguez. Rodriguez was a big cruiserweight, 9-2. Made him 9-3, son. Really, he's 0-1. He's 9-2 as an amateur. He's 0-1 as a pro. I fucked him up. That was a good fight. And then I beat a 230-pound U.S. Marine. That was just phenomenal. He fought back, too, and then we started exchanging, and I got the better of him. And at that same gym, I saw some pussy from K1, another TV pussy, and I challenged him. He pulled a Chuck Liddell, and I'm like, let's go, motherfucker, right now. I'm like, oh, all that TV shit is fake. You clowns are fake. And they, oh, and John Jones, that retard, steroid retard, I'd kill that fucking, I'd beat the steroids out of John Jones. His sparring partner was at that gym. I challenged him to a fight. He didn't want to do it. He was like, oh, I got a TV fight coming up, man. Some white guy, John Jones, sparring partner. He was like, I got a TV fight coming up, man. He's like, at first he agreed to fight me. But then he's like, yeah, because like, if I fight you, he's like, if I get cut or whatever. Then I'm like, man, whatever. Yeah, if you get cut, you won't be able to do your glorified sparring match. And you're not going to get your glorified sparring session. You're not going to get paid, right? Okay. Fake motherfucker. And then the next day, because he gave me his number, the next day he started talking shit. I'm like, homeboy, you should have talked that shit when I was in your face, man. Hey, I'm telling you, next, if I see any TV fighters, there's no negotiations. It's going to be me attacking them. Because what they do is they back out, and then they talk shit. You saw Chuck Liddell? Backed out, then talk shit. Fucking UFC bitch boy, John Jones sparring partner, backed out, face to face, then talk shit. Now, I got a beautiful new girlfriend that's much better than Daria, looks better than Daria, nicer girl than Daria. I don't want to get locked up, but hey, you know what? It's time to shut down the mainstream, like, completely. You know, I mean, it's going to be hard to boycott them, but I'm doing my best, man. I'm doing my best. These people don't deserve, I mean, they're a fraud. And then the people that watch this crap are my haters, those sick fucks. Man, oh, man. Don't worry, I got something for you fucking bitches, man. It's not going to be a happy new year for you motherfuckers, I promise you that. I promise you that. I'm going to ruin your 2017 right when it begins. Trust me. The first week of January. Not January 1st, but the first week of January? Oh, yeah. 178-0, maybe even 179-0. Maybe I'll get a couple wins. We'll see. It depends on how 178 looks. If I feel that 178 is, you know, a massive win, then 179 can wait. But, if, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But, no, 178 is going to be phenomenal. 177, I went easy on the guy. And that right hand, though, was like a fucking bullet, though. Like, bam. That shit was fucking nice. I toyed with him, man. Trust me, I would get a much bigger opponent than that cruiserweight I beat. And Israeli soldier, a lot of people are just like, a lot of my fans are just obsessed with that fight. They're like always talking about it. Everybody, like my homies are like, oh, fuck, that Israeli soldier, you beat the fuck out of him. I did. And that was a great win. And what made it even better was that he kicked. And then after he kicked, you know, I went bam, bam. I just continued kicking the shit out of him. I countered his kick with like a 1-2. Like I hit him with a left, right. That was a phenomenal offensive performance. One of my greatest offensive performances, greatest wins ever. But yeah, like I remember I said my best win of the year was against Sambo Russian. Well, yeah, with gloves, yeah. But my best bare knuckle win and best win overall, I'd say the restaurant fight in Ukraine when I smashed that fucking heavyweight boxer. Yeah, that was something else. I mean, the first left hook I hit him with, that was nice, and then I hit him with the right hand, And then they stopped the fucking camera, and I punched him. He, like, clinched me and shit, and I punched him, and I started punching him in the head over and over. I beat the fuck out of him, man. That was phenomenal. He had, like, 10, 11, 12. He had over 10 people with him, too. What a way to, you know. And then I left my ex-wife and everything. What a way to fucking, you know, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to come back to Ukraine. No, fuck no. My new girl is not in Ukraine. I don't think I'm going to be back in Ukraine, man, anytime. But I don't think I'm ever going to come back there. But I don't know. Who knows? But, well, definitely not for Daria. But I'm saying no. I don't think me and my new girl have anything to do in Ukraine. No. I went there. I got a lot of pussy, and I got a lot of wins. And now I'm going to be getting pussy from a much better girl with little to no baggage. So, not giving any detail on her name, her, no, nothing. I mean, these clowns didn't sabotage anything with Daria. I mean, Daria, you know, as crazy as she is, she knew that the haters are even crazier than her. And she didn't really, you know, for a change, they were not a part. I dumped her. They had nothing to do with it. This is real life, you know what I mean? Me and Daria, like, she's a drug addict that was alked up, and I can't be with a cokehead, man. I try to fix her. She refused rehab, you know, and I don't want to babysit a cokehead, man. It's, I'm cool, man. My new girl still doesn't do drugs, man. It's a lot better. Hold on. Yeah, thanks for calling, homie. Darius, Romania. Yeah, y'all heard it, man. That I fucking killed Wilder, man. I knew he threw Wilder out of the ring, man. Literally, man. Oh, shit. Lakers winning? Nah, I just watched some basketball. Yeah, I knew he threw Wilder out of the ring, man. With that left hook, man. At least fucking 4 motherfuckers I beat are better than Deontay Wilder. Four, even 5. Well, okay, Jill Zavala would definitely fuck up Deontay Wilder. Better chin, better defense, more power. I fought both of them. I beat both of them. Sambo Russian would definitely annihilate Deontay Wilder. Hits harder. Better fighter, man. Wilder's a sloppy fucking glass jaw, tall twig. Mainstream pussy. Oh, yeah, the ninja motherfucker, the ninjutsu. Muay Thai fighter that I beat, the 194-pound, yeah, the motherfucker that tried to do all that fancy shit off. That guy would fucking, he's number 2 after me, man. I've done said it, man. And I still beat his ass. When I hit him with that left hook, he went flying, man. Nobody can beat Charlie Zonoff. Nobody will ever beat me in a fair fight. You do lose, no haters keep pointing out, when I got cheap shot, do you understand, does not count. Nobody's ever beaten me in a fair fight. When I hit Mayweather from the back, okay, but before that, what was I doing to Mayweather? I dropped him. I was outboxing him. I was beating his ass. I'm talking about motherfuckers that cheap shot me, like Dejan. What was I doing to Dejan before he did that cheap choke from behind? What was I doing to him? Beating his ass, hitting him with the four-piece, hitting him with the jab in the stomach. I was beating his ass. Derek the Giant, no controversy. I slipped in the end. Regardless, when you're that behind on points, he could have scored 2 knockdowns. He still would have lost. Do you understand that? Derek the Giant was, there's no debate. I beat his ass. What rematch? There's no point of a rematch. I hit him 20 times in the with the jab in the body, and I hit him with like fucking 7 or 8 headshots, man. If not more. I'll do the punch stat on that fight. It was not close. Derek the Giant's not in my league. That's it. Yeah, it looked great beating him, you know. It's like David Goliath type shit, you know. I know, but no, it was not a close fight. It was one-sided as fuck. And he does not deserve a rematch. Going overtime, Charlie Zonoff to go. Now I'm just looking at the basketball scores. Yeah, it's, well, I don't know, man. The NBA is kind of, it's the refs are definitely rigged for the Warriors and the Cavs, which is pissing me off and kind of it's making things uninteresting. But I don't. It's kind of crazy, but they're calling this. How can the Spurs be a dark horse team when they're really the best team in the NBA, in my opinion? Five-time NBA champions, you know, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, playing great. See, now LaMarcus Aldridge is going to adjust to playing with the Spurs. Last year was his first year. Last year they were old, all right? This year they got some new young bloods on the team. And that motherfucker Jay Sims, man, he's a great role player. Motherfucker dunks like Vince, almost as good as Vince Carter, man. He's fucking, he's a beast. I'm just saying, man, it's like becoming like mainstream boxing in a sense, like Cleveland Warriors, I mean, there's 50 games left. I mean, what if it's going to be Spurs-Toronto? Okay, I doubt Toronto's going to be Cleveland, but what if it's going to Spurs-Cavs at least, man? The fuck? No, I don't want to see Cleveland and Golden State again. Fuck that. Look, the Golden State ain't beating San Antonio, man. Clippers, I mean, I don't know. They always choke, man. That would be great if the Clippers somehow beat the Warriors. I mean, I don't think they will. The Warriors have their number, but. Yeah, Spurs. I mean, I like the Spurs and the Lakers, you know, but out of the contenders, I got to root for the Spurs because the Lakers are not contenders yet. You know what I mean? Of course, when the Lakers were the best, the Lakers were the face of the NBA for many years. But see, the thing with the Lakers is they started good, man. They were like, what, 9-5 or something? I don't know. They had a winning record. Well, they had above 500. They had a winning record. They were like in 7th, 8th place, or even higher. The thing, they started like 5th, 6th place. Dude, the Lakers were looking good in the first like 10 games of the season, like first 10, 15 games of the season. Then they just fell apart. It was like 10 out of 11. The thing is with the Lakers, they have, like everybody talking about their young core, Kobe leaving now they're going to find out. No, man, it's, well, yeah, Kobe all banged up, injured, leaving, hogging the ball. Yeah, that's good that he's prime Kobe. He is the best Laker ever, but he left. And but the thing is with the Lakers' young core, I look at it more like they got a young core of role players. They need a superstar. But who can they trade? I don't know. They need to sign somebody. They need to sign Luke Walton. He's a very good coach. And I don't know. They need to sign somebody who can lead them to playoff greatness. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing, you got to rebuild for a few years. Hey, listen, man, Boston Celtics went from being the worst team in the NBA to NBA champions the very next season by signing Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett. So that's what I'm saying. The Lakers need to sign some, you know, real superstars and they can become champions again. It doesn't take 2-3 years of rebuilding. It takes good management. That's it. A team of Los Angeles, the best city in the world, man. That's where I live. So it's kind of weird that a lot of these free agents, they didn't want to come play for the Lakers. Regardless, back to boxing. I beat everybody in boxing. I'm 177-0. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, man. I'm unbeatable, undisputed, undefeated, and nobody will ever beat the champ. Nobody. Charlie's on off the goat, man. 2060, like that guy said from Romania that called in, he said 2016 was your fucking year and 2017 is going to be your fucking year too, man. Every year is my year. Man, even 2010 when I beat Akeem Ekinbowe, that's like when I was 7-0, that's when the shit really like began, I guess, when Charlie Zelenov's greatness really, you know, hit new heights in 2011 when I hit Carlos Vasquez with the killer sex in the ring. That was that in Vegas. That was that's it. You know, a star was born, man. That day was just, I'll never forget that day. I became champion on that day. And, you know, to hit somebody 6 times in half a second or 1 second, it's just, I don't know, it's unprecedented, man. I mean, nobody could do that. Nobody could do that, and nobody has ever done that. Nobody will ever do that. You know what I mean? And I'm number one pound for pound for a reason. And that killer sex, it was amazing. Inhuman. Speed and power. Fucking clown, Mike Tyson. He never hit that hard and fast. We're talking not just speed here. We're talking 6 power punches in a split second. That's like fucking, that's like a blitz. It is a blitz. It's like fucking, can you imagine? I mean, I hit a military fighter. He was a boxer in the military, in the Navy. I hit a military motherfucker with that killer six in the face. See, I hit him hard and he dropped. But can you imagine if I hit like Jules Waller, or Deontay Wilder, or Sambo Russian, or that ninja dude, or fucking 6 times in 1 second in the face? I'll fucking kill their ass. Or Anthony Joshua or Klitschko. If I hit those pussies, Anthony Joshua, oh my God, hey, 2017, Zelenov Joshua, bring it on. I'll crush this motherfucker. I would crush this motherfucker. He's not in my fucking league. I beat Deontay Wilder. Him and Wilder, they're like the same shit, you know what I mean? Two actors. I guarantee you Joshua has a glass chin. Listen, Wilder was on fake wreck. 31-0 with 31 knockouts, right? Okay, well, I beat him with one punch in the ring. Motherfucker flew out of fucking camera sight. Do you understand that? Like, I was like, I moved a little. He flew. I'm not saying I didn't move. I did move. My punch moved him. He nearly flew out of the ring. If I hit him just like maybe 20% harder, this son of a bitch would have backflipped out of there, man. I'm telling you. Charlie Zelenov, number one pound for pound. Get ready for 178, man. Got to contact my new girl, man. Peace out, everybody. Thanks for the respect. To all the fans that called, thank you. Appreciate it, man. 178 is going to be a savage beatdown. Savage.